You're listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey there, welcome to today's show, LA Talk Radio, Your Ultimate Life. Today, we're going to talk about how to cash in on your creativity. Now, you know, one of the funniest things I hear people say, you know what it is? I'm not creative, right? I hear people say that all the time and I laugh. I don't know if I ever said that or not. I guess it's possible, but I can tell you right now, I don't even know you. You're not sitting here in front of me and you're not here in the studio with me, but I know you're creative. So let's talk about what creativity is, how to take action with that knowledge, and then how to cash in on your creativity. Cash in big time in both financial ways and in other ways that will enhance your life. So today we're going to talk about cashing in on your creativity. First of all, creativity and understanding that you're creative is a powerful, powerful force. I had a coaching call earlier today, and I was talking to a client, obviously, and we were talking about an ability to train and motivate new employees. They'd hired somebody new. And so we got in a conversation about exactly how to do that. And you know what the key to all of it was? Getting not just creative, but including the employee in terms of understanding what they needed to do and acknowledging them and having them sort of participate in the training. I described it this way. So if you're in an office and you've just been hired to do a new thing, right? And you're sitting at a table and the boss, or the bosses or whoever comes in and they sit on the other side of the table and they, you know, try to tell you what to do and toss a folder, got some instructions at you and stuff like that. That's one way. And that, you know, a lot of that gets, you know, goes on, or you watch a video and somebody tells you what to do. Another way, and this is what we talked about in my coaching call today, is doing the equivalent, and it might be virtual, so it might not be in the same room, but creating the feeling that you're walking around the table, you're sitting down next to the new person, putting your arm around them and saying, hey, here's what we're trying to do. Here's the work. Here's the assignment. You know, do you understand that? How does that feel? And getting them involved. But the main thing was the creative approach to being on the same side of the table, mentally and energetically, so that it doesn't feel like I'm over here and you're over there. I'm the boss sort of thing. But creatively including that person. That's just a tiny example. It happened today. And when I talked to my client about it, he just said, you know, I didn't think about that kind of emotional or energetic construct. And that changes everything when you just take a moment to think about it. Now, someone can say to me, I'm not creative like that. And I challenge you. It's not true. It's just bullshit. And I'll tell you why. You are creative. Your creative muscles might be rusty. You might not have access to them right now. You might be afraid to use them. Ooh, you're going to do it wrong, or somebody's going to criticize, or you're going to get dissed for whatever it is. That's all possible. But that has nothing to do with you being creative. It has to do with you being having courage to do something. So we're going to talk today about all of those things and about how to cash in for your relationships, for your work positions, for a business if you have one, for creating new products, for creating cash, for improving your mental health, and just plain old having fun. We live in a context in our world where we got this weird juxtaposition, this sort of battle at the boundary. And on one side, there's this huge push for conformity. In other words, you better act this way, think this way, vote this way, do this or do that, or you suck. You're not okay. You're subhuman. And so that creates this pressure for conformity. And then on the other side, sometimes out of the same mouths, you got people saying, you know, you need to be okay being whatever, dressing a certain way, expressing everything, until you cross the wrong line. Oops. So we're going to talk about all of those things and how that plays into cashing in on your creativity. Here, the first thing I want to talk about is a connection between creativity and authenticity. Now, as a coach, you've heard me talk a bunch about authenticity. Okay, I talk about that all the time. Why would I talk about that all the time? Because it is key to living your ultimate life. Like the name of this show is Your Ultimate Life, living a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy that you create. How? By serving, creating money, doing good, adding good to the world with your skills, your gifts, and your talents. Can't get any more authentic than that. Do you guys remember that movie that was on with this lady? I can't remember who played the lady, but she he's on her third marriage or something, and she ran away from the altar every time. I don't remember what it was, runaway bride or something. And it turns out that she hadn't, and the key line in there was, how do you like your eggs? And she always answered it, you know, the way that her future husband was going to like them, until she finally realized she wasn't being herself. She hadn't given herself permission to even figure out what she liked, let alone own it and be it. So that was a key piece. Creativity and authenticity. What authenticity is another buzzword, right? You get used all the time. What does it mean? Well, let's use an example of what it isn't. I have people tell me, I've seen this on social posts too, and you probably have too, the world couldn't handle the real me, right? And that statement is like the idea that if I were to be my authentic self and show up like I really am, the world couldn't handle me. Otherwise, I'd be kicked out, ostracized, you know, ignored, belittled, destroyed, whatever, right? Well, in some cases and places, that's not true. But for most of the world, even, it really isn't true. What we're saying is, I'm afraid I will be judged. Ooh, well, you know what? Every single person shares the fear of inadequacy. And to mask that fear, we look around to see what we're, quote, supposed to do. We stifle our creativity and authenticity. And then we live lives that are not fulfilling. They're not fun. They're not inspiring, even to us. We don't wake up jacking out of bed. You know what happens to me? I know you're going to think I'm weird, and I don't care anymore. I have my alarm, my alarm clock set for 5 o'clock. And I never get up later than that, except on the weekend, I might get up at 6 or 7. But usually at 5 o'clock during the week, always. You know what? I wake up at somewhere between 4:30, 4:40, 4:45 every single day. You know what I used to do when I lived in the world of conformity and not, you know, not excited about life? I used to be mad that I had wasted 15 minutes of sleep, try to go back to sleep for that 15 minutes, and then be frustrated when the alarm went off at 5 o'clock because I'd lost 15 minutes. You know what I do today? I fly out of bed and get on with it. I am so stoked about living my life, creating this content, creating podcasts, coaching clients, creating cash, writing books, doing music, loving and serving people. I'm so stoked about that. I can't stay asleep. I can't stay in bed. I love my life, the ultimate life, purpose, prosperity, and joy. And I don't say that in any way to say, nay, nay, look what I have. My goal is to help you have that. Do you know what you want? I'll bet you don't. I'll bet you don't. Here's your first invitation. I'm going to issue several today. I invite you to connect. Connect with me. Connect with me. Here's a website. KellenFlukigerMedia.com. KellenFlukigerMedia.com. Got to spell my name right. Kellen, K-E-L-L-A-N, Flukiger. Woo! F-L-U-C-K-I-G-E-R. KellenFlukigerMedia.com. There's a email there. You can get a hold of me, meet with Kellen. I want to hear your description of the ultimate life. Second, I want to hear if you're living it. Are you living where you love your life every day? Third, if you're not, what's missing? I want to know what your ultimate life is. Are you living it? And if you're not, what's missing? I challenge you. I invite you. Let me know that. All right. Creativity and authenticity. One of the reasons I am living my ultimate life is because I have chosen to live, to identify, to speak, and to live authentically. Speak what I believe is true. express my creativity, books, music, speaking, all kind of podcasting, this show, television shows, all of those things I do. I love it. I'm all in all the time, period. Why? Because I have become completely peaceful with who I am. I'm the weird guy with thinning hair and whose mission this year is to help 300 million people create wealth and impact using your authentic gifts, skills, and life experience. I dare you. I challenge you. All right. Authenticity is something that is actually as it is. It is what it appears to be. It is clear, consistent all the way through. Authentic, honest, integral. All of those words are part of authenticity. Now, you and I know when we're talking to somebody, if that's missing, it feels really squirmy, right? It just feels off. And we may not even be able to identify what it is, but you know it feels off. It's not fun to be around that. That's one of the reasons that election, I think, that's going on in the United States is so frustrating. So many of the commercials and advertisements, I don't care which side you're on, they stretch. They either outright lie or they stretch the truth. And the whole process has begun to feel what? Inauthentic. Inauthentic. So we can't trust it. So authenticity is the ability to trust what you see and what you hear. Are you expressing your creativity authentically? If I see you and I see hear you talk and I see what you write or how you speak or what you create, is that the true you? Does it represent the real person? When you do that, it is powerful and it is beneficial both to me, the receiver, and to you. So expressing your gifts truly and freely helps you own who you are, become comfortable in your own skin. You know people, I'll bet you know them right now. You can think of somebody that's always trying to do what they're supposed to do in a given situation. Well, they're not comfortable in their own skin. What a tragedy. I'd love to see every person exactly as they are. We have room for all of them. So that's the second thing. The first thing I want to talk for a minute about the barriers to creativity. So the barriers are sometimes so big. I have people say, I'm not creative. Ooh, I can't create like that. And that just means it's unused, undeveloped, or rusty or something like that. Because I know for sure when that kid was 2 years old, there was infinite creativity. Play with the blocks, play with dirt, play with sand, play in the backyard, just you were able to do that without thinking. You don't have to think about expressing creativity. I'll give you an example. When we moved into a new house in 1959, I'll tell you how old I am. I was born in 55. We moved into a new house when I was 59. And I remember moving into the house. And I remember at the end of the move, the last thing to come in, my father built this sort of box looking thing in the backyard. And the last thing, it was a sandbox. So we had a sandbox in the yard. And the last thing to come in was a wheelbarrow full of sand. And there'd been many. And he dumped it in the sandbox. And there were all, four or five or six toys like trucks and, little toys you play with in a sandbox. I can't count the number of Saturday afternoons I spent in the sandbox. And you know what? It wasn't even the toy trucks and things that I played with. Those got all rusty and whatever. You know what it was? Our most fun thing to do was to get the hose, to build sand castles, and then to fill up the moat in front of it with the castle and wait and see how long it was before the water crashed through the castle wall. And the only funny thing about it is, of course, sand. Cats like to poop in sand, so we always had to be careful of little piles of cat poop in the sand, and that was a fun discovery. But anyway, but the creativity, how many moats? Can we build two moats in front of the castle and, put little people on the castle and the whole game? Infinite creativity. Why? Because there were no barriers. We weren't worried about judgment. We weren't worried about someone dissing us or laughing. It was pure expression. You have that. I don't care if you think you do. You have it. You may have camouflaged it. You may have hidden it. You may have beat it down. You may have had it beat out of you, but you have it. So if you want to feel relieved, unburdened, liberated, express it. Draw stuff. Write stuff. Speak. Create poetry. Those are just at the tip of the iceberg. Okay, I can't even think of all the ways. Decorations. You know, one of the things I really love about my wife, today is just a few days before Halloween. It's going to be in a couple of days. Guess what? Yesterday, I don't even know where she got it. She got some stuff. Now in the kitchen and on the walls, there's some pumpkin stuff hanging out and whatever. And I never decorated for Halloween, but she likes it. And her creativity is amazing. Her favorite phrase when she sees some new craft or hobby is, I could do that. She taught herself to do silversmithing and silk painting and on and on and on. Why? No barriers. No barriers. So I want you to ask yourself, what are your barriers to creativity? What are the stories in your mind that say, I'm not creative, or if I was, nobody would care. Nobody would care what I would write or speak, or nobody would like my videos, or I look stupid on camera and all the rest. You know what? That's costing you cash. That's breaking your bank. People do not want same old, same old. The more different is better than better. Okay? If you've got a product or service or an idea, different is better than better. That's just a fact. We like new and different. So be that. By definition, you are different. You must be. Not only DNA-wise, even if you're an identical twin, but you know what else? The combination of your DNA and your life experiences makes you completely, undeniably, incontrovertibly 100% unique. I want to see that expressed. So here's your second invitation. The first one was about your ultimate life. What is it? Are you living it and why not? The second one is, I want to know what your creativity is. So again, go to KellenFlukigerMedia.com. There's an email there. Reach out to me and tell me what your creative expression is. What do you love to do? What do you feel drawn to do? People often say, I like to help people. My next question is, okay, how? You want to go dish up soup at a soup kitchen? Done that. You know, prepare vegetables and chop them up till your hands stink like onions and everything else. Or do you have a product or service? Do you want to start an online business? Do you draw? Do you have good problem-solving skills? Like, what is your creativity? I want to know. Second question, are you making money with it? Third, why not? And maybe the answer is I don't want to. Okay. But often people lament, I wish I could make money doing what I love. You can. I absolutely guarantee you can make money doing what you love. And you can't tell me you can't unless you've really tried, gotten the help you need, the business skills to start and run a business. So I know you can. I've never met a person who, if we haven't talked for an hour and we talk about that, where it isn't obvious to both of us that they could package their skills, their expertise, gifts, and offer that to the right audience and make money. The internet makes it possible to reach everybody in the universe. Well, we don't have internet on Mars yet, but everybody in the world. And you can sell your goods and services, your products, whatever they are, to any and everybody. And guess what's in the way? Fear, creativity, authenticity, and the willingness to act. So another thing that gets in the way is we are afraid of judgment. We're afraid nobody will buy our book or whatever else we write or do. We're afraid people will laugh at us and all the rest. We're not born that way. That is a learned misery. It is a learned prison. It is a learned cage. You have locked yourself in. It's time to break that cage. Express yourself fully and freely and share it. Okay. And if you want to turn it into money, you can. Your unique life is worth something. The right audience. Everybody doesn't like my stuff. Not everybody buys my books. Not everybody listens to my music. Not everybody watches my shows. But some do. And many do. And my goal this year is to reach and help 300 million. So this year, 300 million people are going to get involved, a little or a lot. 300 million, that's a few. And I started out with two, you know, me and myself, or three, me, myself, and I, right? We all start there. And if we don't listen to critics and we get good coaching and we keep moving, we get to win. And that includes you. All right. So now I want to talk about Those are some of the barriers. And I told you my own story. I started with nobody. I want to talk about another thing near and dear to my heart, and that is the role of creativity and mental health. I struggled with depression for 35 years, untreated, undiagnosed, and it was a disaster in my life, a mess. Yeah, I had difficulty growing up, physical abuse and a bunch of stuff, but I didn't know that. I wasn't removed from the home, even though I should have been, et cetera, et cetera. So I left home at 17 and I left home with all kinds of baggage. I'm not good enough. I never will be. I suck. Everything that's wrong is my fault and a whole bunch of other stuff that was woven into my DNA. So I left home feeling like it's my job, my sacred duty for the rest of my life to prove to my mom that I'm okay. Because I've tried my whole childhood and I wasn't good enough. So, you know, this kind of stuff affects different people different ways. That's how it affected me. I felt the need, the insatiable, insane need to prove that. Now, here's how this whole ties into creativity. One of my greatest gifts is music. I started playing piano when I was 5. I started singing. I played trumpet, French horn, clarinet, tuba, you know, a bunch of instruments. And loved writing music. I started teaching piano when I was 17. I started being in choirs and directing choirs, and I've done some professional work. I was in a large choir that charted number one on Billboard 3 times. So I've done a lot of professional work at all levels in music. I'm blessed with a good ear, perfect pitch, and a bunch of stuff. However, when I expressed the desire to, quote, be a musician, because of the religious upbringing and the fanatic interpretation that was at my house, that was not okay. Your musical talent is good for service in the church and community and funerals and weddings and whatever to add good to the world. But no. Making money, being a musician, that's evil. Now, I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area in the 60s. And so there were all the rock bands and garage bands. And that was the, you know, sort of the epicenter of the hippie movement of the 60s and early 70s and stuff like that. I remember the hippie funeral when it happened in 1967. And that was a parade out of San Francisco after the Summer of Love and all that stuff. Anyway, so that whole thing kind of came together to be that kind of work is evil and you'll be a lush and a drug addict and all the rest if you go do that. No. So when in my effort to prove something, I had this horrific conflict. I have massive musical talent, write lots of music. I've got 91 songs on Spotify right now and Apple and Amazon. But no, that wasn't okay. And so in my effort to prove something, I ran a recording studio for a little while, and then I closed it all down and thought, if I'm ever going to be what I'm supposed to be, according to that somebody else's definition, inauthentic, I need to get out of this and, you know, not really embrace my music. That ruined me. It destroyed me. It drove me to addictions and worse. So mental health, you're expressing your creativity would have been good for my mental health, and I did the opposite. So what I experienced was the repression of creativity was a big multiplier of the mental struggles that I endured for decades, literally decades. Hello? I left home at 17, and when I was 52, 35 years later, a divine intervention changed my life and life started over again. Since 52 to today, and I'm 68, I'll be 69 in December, the last 17 and a half going on 18 years, I have been fully expressive. I've been in that group that charted number one on Billboard, got 91 songs and several albums done, written everything from EDM to electronic music to meditation music and pop tunes and everything else. That expression of my creativity has done wonders for my mental health. Now, that's a pretty extreme example, but I just wanted to illustrate the power of expressing your creativity. Now, there's another thing, and that is creativity is a source of energy and inspiration. Now, here's where we get to if you say you're not creative or you don't know how or I'm not creative like that and some of those silly excuses, it's rusty. That's it. There's a book I read called The Accidental Creative, and it was written by a guy who had to be creative for a living. I can't remember. He was in an agency, I think in Silicon Valley, and it was their job, like literally creativity on demand, create new things and had to be good and so forth. And he talked about rituals and space, empty space, and a bunch of tips and hacks to keep the creative muscle alive and well and warmed up. You can do that. I know because I do that. I write every day. I do videos every day. I sing every day. All of those things are creative expressions. Why do I do that? One, it's in me. And two, it keeps it sharp, razor sharp. And here's how I know that. Now, because I do that, I have the ability to be called on to attend a summit as a speaker for a 30 or 60 minute presentation, and I need less than 5 minutes, 0 minutes to prepare. What I need to know is, who's the audience? What are they looking for? What would really be good? And what does the summit organizer want to happen? And with that, I can do it and often be told by both attendees and the organizer, best presentation at the summit. I'm not saying that, yay, Kellen, whoopee on that. I'm saying you have the ability to do that. And you can develop your creativity and your willingness to express it by making the effort to do that and by exercising your creativity a little bit. So here's another mental fact. Creativity stimulates areas in your brain that are different. When you live everything through routine, your creative areas, the right side of your brain, you know, gets old, it's kind of crusty. The right side of your brain is the side that is, you know, abstract thinking and creative stuff and kind of makes leaps instead of sequential, concrete, sequential advancements and things. So exercising your creativity on purpose, regularly, even in small ways. Today, I had another chance. A couple of weeks ago, when we had a replay here, I asked Sam to play an old one for me. I was at a high-end mastermind for a week in Baja, California. And one of the things that happened there was we were talking about how to connect all our products and services. And the image was given of a tree. So this afternoon, what did I do? I sat down and I drew a tree with some branches and connecting all the things that we were told. It's a creative exercise. When I got done, I looked at it and I thought, wow, that's really good. And it sparked some connections and ideas I didn't have before. None of that would have happened if I didn't do it, if I didn't take action. Now, here's another thing that creative, cash in on your creativity, cash in. So now we're going to start talking about cash, both money, tinkle, tinkle, gold bars and paper money. Well, gold bars are better, but we're going to talk first about cashing in for your relationships. Nobody likes stale relationships. Relationships are kept vibrant by a willingness to take chances a little and be creative. Going on the same old dates, same old places, same old silly stuff. Not very creative, not very interesting. I challenge you. I dare you. Exercise your creativity. Go to a new place. Think of something crazy. Take the risk. Take the risk. Risk grows creativity, even if you fail. Taking a risk makes you excited. It turns on the right side of your brain. So take a risk, make an effort to enhance your relationships in new and different ways. I'll give you another example of that. And these examples come from my life because I'm most familiar with it. But I challenge you to hear every single thing I say as how you could do this. Here's something I do. And I've seen more people do it now, but still it's way less than 5 or even 3% of people, at least in my circles. Nearly all of my social media communication, whether it is texting, SMS, or Facebook Messenger, or, you know, WhatsApp or whatever, I send voice. And there's a reason I do that. Voice is so much more expressive. There's so much more nuance in voice. So much more could be communicated. On top of that, one of the things I've developed over the years is the ability to speak well, to be expressive, dynamic, and powerful. So I use that in the voice. And you know what's funny? I'll get friend requests. I'm sure you do too, lots of them. And I don't accept most of them. Many of them are whatever, scammers. I don't accept any of those, people that don't have anything on their Facebook pages or whatever. And people that I think they're trying to get me as a client, don't accept those either. Others, I'd look and see we got a bunch of mutual friends. I see what business they're in and I'll accept them. Then I'll send a message. Click. Hey, how you doing? So you send a friend request, blah, 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 blah. And I'll say some stuff, right? You know what's funny? I'll get a message back. And you know what? 70%, 7 out of 10, not all of them, but 7 out of 10 will send a voice message back. Often it includes, wow, really enjoyed hearing your voice. Love the voice messages. It's so much more intimate and connecting than just the printed text. And sometimes people will say, wow, that voice you've got. And then they'll say something nice about the voice. None of that would have been possible. The better connection and more intimacy and better, you know, instant rapport. If I wasn't willing to take the risk, be creative and use that feature. I was one that was so stoked when they increased the length of voice messages over a minute because I loved being able to do that. So that's a risk. It pays off big time and it connects deeper and it's also good for business. Good for business. All right, here's another way to cash in your creativity. When you express your authentic gifts, you have your most powerful offering to the market. Like you've learned to do something. Maybe you're a lawyer. Maybe you're a doctor. Maybe you're an audio engineer. Maybe you're a painter. Maybe you, I don't know, 100 different things you might do for work. You have a skill that you've learned in the marketplace. Fine. A skill that you've learned that you sell in the marketplace. I said that wrong. Another thing that you have that you may or may not be using is your natural gifts. For me, I talked about music. I have a client who's an artist. He draws fabulously and he uses lots of AI tools and it's just an incredibly creative person that way. You do have gifts. Maybe they're not obvious like art or music or whatever, but you have these gifts. So the first silo you have is you have a set of skills you've learned, been selling them in the marketplace to make a living, a set of gifts. Maybe you've combined those and maybe you haven't. Most people don't. Surprisingly, the third thing you have is your life experience, especially all those crappy things that have happened to you. The struggles, the illnesses, the bankruptcies, the divorces, the betrayals, the sadness, whatever, all that stuff. It makes us stronger. It makes us more resilient, gives us insight, makes us more patient, more loving and kind. If we let it, it can also make us bitter, angry, frustrated, screaming at heaven and everything else. But if you choose to let things refine you, then you have an enhanced creativity that you can cash in on with money. Money, 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 money. I love money. You know why? It lets me do more of what I want to do, which is add good to the world and reach my 300 million people, including you, faster, more deeply, and more powerfully. So I love creating money. And your best way to cash on your creativity is to combine skills, gifts, and the learnings from your life experience. You have a gold mine. You're sitting on it. Are you using it? Combining the skills you have, your natural gifts, and the things you've learned from your life experience, that's the most valuable offering you can make to the world. And it takes some creativity to put those three strands together into a powerful rope. I call it your triple helix. And I think of it kind of like, you know, DNA only with a third strand. You have that. Are you using it? There's your third invitation. I'd like you to connect and tell me what is your superpower? What is your triple helix? What is the combination of those things? How have you combined your skills, gifts, and life experience into an offering to add good to the world and to make money? Because if you're not, you're leaving money on the table. You're leaving joy on the table. When you combine your skills, gifts, and life experience, you have the best chance of making cash, making a difference, and having fun. And that's how you can find and honor the creativity that you have, whether it's been dormant or not. Now, I want to talk a little bit about how to do a creative practice, how to build a creative practice. Number one, you have to have your, give yourself time. Give yourself time. You got to set aside 15 or 20 minutes a day just to be creative. And here's how. Read something that's completely outside of your normal stuff. Something that's a little challenging. Okay? Take up or create. Dig into a little bit of a new hobby. One of the things I love dearly about my angel wife that I'm married to, she does that. She plays these games of all different kinds, word games and other games on the phone. And so sometimes she'll get stuck in the word game. And so then I'll dive in and, you know, it doesn't matter what kind. It's practices, creating the synapses and connections, the neural pathways, that's the word I was looking for, the neural pathways in your brain that enhance creativity. Sing, do some karaoke, okay? Go outside your comfort zone. Go meet new people. Do some networking. Play some games, not same old, but new stuff. Take a regular practice. It is absolutely proven over and over and over again that if you do that kind of thing, new things, take 15 minutes to do some kind of new stuff, creative, it builds and enhances the creative muscles in your brain. It causes you to squeeze outside your comfort zone, and that strengthens your brain in ways that we're only beginning to understand, but it keeps your brain healthy and alive, whether it's puzzles, meeting new people, you know, getting involved with a new hobby, even if you don't take it long term. Those kinds of actions on a regular basis enhance your creativity. Another thing that the book suggested, the Accidental Creative book that I talked about earlier, suggested is take time to just do nothing. Doodle on a piece of paper. Write some random ideas down. In other words, create empty space where there's nothing you have to do. Resist the urge to think you're wasting time. Resist that and just have some space for creativity to emerge. Take notes. You'll think of new ideas. You'll think of new products. You'll think of new ways to surprise and delight your kids or your spouse or yourself. But take that time to have space. If you fill every second with TV or the same old this and that and the other, your creativity will atrophy from disuse. So you can kill it. You can also revitalize it and make it vibrant. All right. Now, there's one other piece I want to talk about creativity, and that's this idea of flow. Living, creating a state of flow. Do you know that's creatable? First of all, flow is a neurological state. If you want to have some really good discussion of it, there's Stephen Kotler is an author. He writes books about this kind of thing. He studied all kinds of extreme sports, group flow, things like Navy SEAL teams, and I mentioned extreme sports. But he talks about what are the conditions, what are the practices that cause the neurology, the brainwave frequency, and the neurotransmitters together to create a state of flow. State of flow is characterized when everything seems to slow down and everything's in slow motion, and you have just plenty of time to do everything that needs to be done. Everything seems effortless. You know exactly what to do, and you seem to be right on target all the time. That kind of flow, and it's also really exciting. Here's the fun part. It's creatable. It's creatable. First, learn to meditate. Beta frequencies in the brain are usually above 14 cycles. That's active thinking and problem solving and day-to-day crap. That's not flow. When you lower the brainwave frequencies below 12, between 7 and 12 cycles, that's alpha waves. And that is when that's like right when you're waking up, and my dog's participating. It's right when you're waking up in the morning or right when you're going to sleep. And have you noticed that you're most creative then? You have ideas and you think, oh, I hope I remember that. And people say, you know, keep a pad of paper by your bed and all that kind of stuff. Why? Because you'll forget them. You'll think you'll remember them and you won't. And that will cost you. and creativity. So you can get into alpha state on purpose by learning to meditate. Now, meditation, we're not going to teach that today. I wrote 5 books on it. It's called Meditation, The Amazing Journey Within is volume 1. Meditation, The Amazing Journey Within. Jump on Amazon and get that. Or there's 1,000 YouTube videos to teach you meditation. It's a state of relaxation that lets your brainwaves slow down. That's one element of flow. Another element of flow is you're pushing the limits. You know, what you're trying to do is just a little bit beyond your skill, but you're determined. So it's a combination of determination, complete focus. You're not frustrated. You're doing something you want to do. You're pushing the limits of your skill, and you know how to relax your brain to allow yourself to stay totally undistracted. Now, that is a inadequate and incomplete description. It's not designed to teach you. But read some of Kotler's books. Like I said, The Rise of Superman, Stealing Fire, and there's a couple of others that I can't think of the names of right now. But he talks about flow state and how to create it and what it is, what it looks like physiologically. Now, the last thing I want to talk about today and the last invitation, I want to invite you to a creative exercise. I want to invite you to creativity. I want to invite you to join my challenge. Dream it, build it, write it. Dream it, build it, write it. Now, it sounds like it only has to do with writing, and it's not. Here's who it's for. It's for people who want to create an online course. It's for people who want to learn to create a keynote speech. It's for people who want to create a workshop to teach something you're an expert in or that you're good at. If you want to create a course, if you want to create a speech, a talk, a keynote, if you want to create a workshop, and of course, if you want to write a book, if you want to write video script so you can do videos, any of those things that tell a story, you know, there's a beginning, middle, and end. Talks have it, courses have it, workshops have it, books have it. Videos have it. Like if you're trying to do any of those, I've got something for you. It's powerful. There's nothing like it. It's based on a book called The Story Arc. The Story Arc is a book that I wrote exactly for creatives, you who want to express your creativity in some fashion, to teach something, to help someone. Like I said, write a book, create a keynote, create a workshop, create a product online, any of those, or offline for that matter, any of those things, the story arc is perfect. So I want to invite you to join that challenge. Now, let me tell you how to do it. And this is your last invitation. There's a website, and the website is dreambuildwriteit.com. Dreambuildwriteit.com. Go there. Join me. You know what? I'm not even charging money. Usually I charge a nominal ticket price to go to those. I'm not charging this time. I'm just experimenting to see what makes more people come. When you don't charge, people sign up and then they don't show. And when you charge a little bit, some people may hesitate to charge. I only charge like $20 when I do. But you know, when they pay even a little bit, people tend to show up a little more. So dreambuildwriteit.com. Now, let me tell you who this is for. I'm inviting you to express your creativity. Come and learn how to craft a story. Come and learn how to turn your life experience into a narrative, whether it's for a short story, whether it's for a talk, whether it's to help someone. Like in my own life, because I struggled with mental illness and I struggled with depression and I struggled with addiction and, you know, lots of other stuff. And if you're interested in the stories, the details, it's in a book called Tightrope of Depression, My Journey from Darkness, Despair, and Death to Light, Love, and Life. So if you're interested in learning the details, go there. It's on Amazon. But your story, we talked about this at length last week and maybe the week before, your story is the most valuable thing you have. The story of your life. It's all that you are. And that includes what we talked about earlier, the skills that you've learned, that you sell in the marketplace, which includes the jobs that you've had. More importantly, it includes the gifts you have, the things you do naturally and well, and how you've developed them and how you've used them. It includes the life experiences you've had. And more importantly than the experiences themselves is what have those experiences done to you? Usually it's the hard ones. Sometimes it's the fun ones, but mostly the ones that we remember most and that shape us most powerfully are the hard things. If you had a financial reversal, if you struggled with bankruptcy, if you had somebody rip you off, if there were a terrible accident or illness or a betrayal or a business partner ripped off your money off, or you got divorced, or you know, some other traumatic thing, or maybe you had some abuse in your early life or at some time in your life, whatever they are, those events, they're pivotal in our life story, and they can ruin us or they can refine us. And whether if we let them ruin us, then hopefully we learn later to let them refine us. So we develop resilience, patience, forgiveness, love, and other things, because that's where the real gold is. If you know, they don't write books and create movies about the ruining part, unless there is a refinement later. So your skills, your gifts, and your life experience, that's all you are. That's it. And the creativity comes and the cash comes when you're willing to mine those three gold mines. And believe me, they are gold mines. I talk to people all the time because it's my life and my job and my work and my love. And that's what I love to do, meet new people. And they are constantly saying, I don't have that much. I'm not that important. No, I never did anything interesting and all that kind of crap. And then we talk for an hour or 45 minutes. And at the end of that time, they're excited. They realize they have powerful stories. They really could do something if they wanted to in terms of a product or service or, you know, speech or whatever it is you want to do with it, to be both a tool to make money, create wealth, and to have an impact, to help people be better, do better, avoid some of the mistakes, all that kind of stuff. This workshop I've created to help you do that, to help you find your story, to help you figure out how to tell it, and to figure out how to do something with it, to change the world, whether you serve in the community or Boys and Girls Club, or whether you turn it into, you know, product or service online or offline, some kind of product or service that will pay you well. And you know what's fun about that? Because you're so unique, the idea that, well, everybody's talking about the same thing doesn't matter. Your voice is unique. Your story is unique. I know you've heard that before, and I'm saying it again and again because you don't listen. You don't listen, really. It is unique, it's valuable, and it's powerful. And most people don't do anything with it because they're afraid, because they pretend they don't know how, or they haven't done the effort to find the instruction. Here's the instruction. Here is the how. Here is the how of the how. The details, the specifics. Get the book, The Story Arc, on Amazon. By me, you'll see my face on it. And sign up for the challenge. Dream, build, write it. Dreambuildwriteit.com. Love to see you there, because I love helping people discover the power of their stories, discover their creativity, and get over the fear of, I'm not good enough, I can't do this. All of this is exactly one of the main ways to create your ultimate life. Your ultimate life, create purpose, prosperity, and joy by serving with your divine gifts, your talents, your life experience. That's what I'm doing in my life. And I love every minute of it. My commitment is to help you, 300 million of you. So come on in, dreambuildwriteit.com. Let's have some fun in discovering your story, the power of it, and how to use it to serve those around you and to create money if you want. It's easier now than it's ever been. So here's my final invitation. Connect with me. Let me know what you've heard. Join me in the challenge. If you've got a story to tell, I'd like to talk to you, because I love having people as guests here who have stories to tell, who are living that ultimate life or trying. They're busy trying to add good to the world. They've made a commitment to do what they can do. And I love featuring those people here and on my podcast. You'll find all of that on KellenFlukigerMedia.com. So join me. Join me in the effort to make a difference in the world, in the effort to lift, to bless, to serve, to add good to the world, and at the same time make cash, which we all love and can use for good. You make money because you're providing something that's valuable and that no one else can provide. Your creativity is unique. You have it. I challenge you here and now to stop making excuses. Stop making up reasons. Stop giving in to the barriers. Use your creativity and create your ultimate life.
You're listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.